on climate change. So Rav Moshe has a very nice, simple idea, which is very good to always keep in your pocket, think about. The Pasuk says that when the brothers were down in Mitzrayim, after the whole saga when they were accused of being spies, and then they go back and they bring Binyamin, and now Yosef starts treating them royally, and they're going to eat with him. And then they had this festive occasion, Vayishtu Vayishkiru Imo, that they all were merry and they drank. And Rashi points out that they had not had this kind of a festivities and drinking from years since Yosef was sold. And why suddenly now? So some say, very interesting answer, that because Yosef had accused them earlier of being spies, if they would not have gone along and wined and dined with him, he would have been able to reinforce his accusation by saying, aha, you see, you're afraid of something, that if you're going to drink, you might be more less inhibited and you'll reveal your secrets. And obviously there are secrets to reveal, and therefore they had no choice. But that's how some explain it. But Moshe says something a little different. He says, I understand Yosef wined and dined because Yosef knew that pretty much it was up to him to reveal himself and everything would be good, and there's no more sorrow to worry about. Everyone's going to get together. He had a plan, and he knew how he was going to implement it. What about the brothers? So Moshe says, very simple idea, very profound idea. The brothers saw this time, after they came back to Mitzrayim with Binyamin, and they realized that they made some headway with this individual. They didn't know who he was. Yaakov Avinu sent them with a gift, and he made it clear that he wishes them the best, and he offered a tefillah, Bekel Shaka Yitilchem Rachamim Lefnei Ha'ish. And here they are, from their perspective, they come down. The last time they had an interaction with this person, it was terrible. Right? He was mean, he was callous. It was all for their good. Yosef, of course, was a Shem Shemayim, but from their perspective, they were terrified. They were totally shell-shocked. Now they come back, and there's such a Kabbalah upon him, and they thought it was because he was going to, they were called to the house because he was going to accuse them about the money, and then the person reassured them, no, to the contrary, and they saw that Yosef was actually, this master, Mitzrayim, was actually being nice to them, and they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them, and Yaakov Avinu's bracha, and his tefillah was being accepted. And based on that, they felt reassured, and they felt confident and hopeful that Hashem would continue to give them Hatzlacha, and maybe even what Yaakov said when he says, Kel Shakaitim Rachmin Beshilachem Sachichim Acher, that your other brother, Yosef, the long lost brother, will be returned. They also wanted that. They were looking for him when he went down to Mitzrayim. So having experienced the mini Hatzalah, the good fortune that they experienced up to this point, made them hopeful that they can have the full Hatzlacha that Yaakov envisioned. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, we see from here, Musar Haskel, that a person should be molded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on what is considered the beginning of Yeshua. It's not the full Yeshua, it's not everything, you're hoping for more, but a person shouldn't say, let me wait till everything works out. It's all figured out, everything is, you know, now I have what to be molded for. It doesn't work that way. A person should be molded, al kol psia u'psia, al kol neshima u'neshima, especially in specific circumstances that begin to get, you know, to get sort it out and come together, and you see a bright light, there's opportunity at that point already to begin to be Moda Hashem. Of course, Hoda Hashem is part of the whole essence of Chanukah, and here you have Thanksgiving and coexisting with Chanukah, so the spirit of Thanksgiving and Hoda is in the air. Here's a very important Musa Haskel about Hoda, that Hoda is not just about the ultimate point that we're happy for, but also for the beginning. I just want to share one last idea. This is a famous question. Pnei Yeshua talks about it, so I'll bring you the Pnei Yeshua's insights on this in the Mar Shabbos. My Chanukah, the story of the oil and how it was all Tamei, and they found the Pach Echad Benasa Bones. The question is asked, of course, to Mohotra B'tzibur. Couldn't they just use Tamei oil? So there's a lot of ins and outs here that the Pnei Yeshua works out. Would we say Tumah B'tzibur? We're not Tumah B'tzibur. At the end of everything, though, he says, they really could have relied on Tamei oil. And yet, they had the Nes. Why? L'chein Nira, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the Iker HaNes was to give them the sense of Hashem's love. And we know that this kind of a nes had always existed earlier in earlier times as a symbol that Shekhinah Shrui B'Yisrael. Until the death of Shimon HaTzadik, the Ner Maravi would always stay lit. It would never get extinguished. The fact that now, in the later times of Bayis Sheni, Hashem brought this miracle back in the sense of that the candles continued to burn, it didn't go out, that's a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to them that you're connected to me, Shekhinah Shruya B'Yisrael. So Dafka, the miracle happened in a certain way. Hashem wanted the nes to happen in such a way that you only put in the tar oil and Hashem will make it burn the derech nes more than it would otherwise in order to reinforce the sign HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing them that Shekhinah Shruya B'Yisrael. That's obviously a very big part of Hanukkah also, to recognize the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of what the Yevanim wanted to erase is that special status of Am Yisrael as a chosen people, and they wanted to reduce, really, in a sense, Torah to just that of any other Chachma. They wanted to erase that special bris that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Lachem Chilgo Ke Yisrael, and part of the victory, not just the physical victory, military victory, but the ideological victory, is the recognition of Shekhinah Shor Yisrael. Torah is not just an ordinary Chachma, Torah is Dvar Hashem, Torah is what binds us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the nes itself of Shimon HaTzadik that was happened again for the time of the Chashmonaim in the Neris Chanukah. Okay, you should have a fair Chanukah.